Hello and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my producer, Heather Henderson.
Hello!
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the interwebs, and from her proprietary brand of sexual health testing kits. You can follow us on Facebook.com at Ardent Atheist. Just do a search. It's not that tough. And on Twitter.com/ArdentAtheists with an S at the end. Because some asshole apparently already had Ardent Atheist in New York. He's a dick. You can also email us at heather@ardentatheist.com and emery@ardentatheist.com. If you're a believer, email us at look, asshole, we have heard every argument you have, but if you can't help it, then fine, write us at ardentatheist.com. I don't think they'll be able to spell that. Yeah. So my guests today are Andy Dick, Jim Jeffries, and Rick Overton. You know these guys from showbiz.
Hello.
Hello.
We have two aristocrats in on the podcast.
Actually. I'm not on. I don't think. Am I on?
I love that cartoon.
I don't know if I am.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I can't hear you.
Can everybody hear Jim? Jim Jeffries, ladies and gentlemen.
I can hear myself. That'll be fine.
Let's get his headphone. Anyway, the aristocrats, Andy Dick and Rick Overton, a little bit
yes.
of I think
we were both on that, in that
I
movie.
Was never asked to do that, and I knew Paul for many months before, and it never happened. So
right.
Very upset with that.
His
it
loss.
Was all timing, you know. did we not? We didn't shoot you. And then
No.
It,
I didn't.
Yeah.
The aristocrats, no.
There was somebody over in Britain that we shot, and then it wasn't working. It didn't work at all. The footage was fucked up. And it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. No, it wasn't me.
Maybe it was Bernsey.
It could have been Brendan.
It was Brendan, and they shot him in a car, and the audio was fucked, I think, or something. Yeah, we couldn't do anything with it. So, Rick, how are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Thanks for having me on. Even though I'm not technically an atheist, I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate you being here.
What are you?
What am I?
No.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we get going, I want to talk about a couple of rules that we have on the show.
Oh.
As director Paul Provenza said when filming The Aristocrats, which is still available on DVD and download from Netflix, by the way, you can plug anything you want on the show as long as you make it subtle. And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever offended, get a sledgehammer, destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you, you insipid cunt. Now. Anyway, gentlemen, thanks so much for being here. Let's talk about what we believed, kicking it right off. Jim, you were talking to Rick. Go ahead and ask him.
What are you?
Well, I don't think any book remotely covers it. I don't think any building with a certain shaped stick on top of the roof has it. But I think that there's an intelligence formatting certain things. And that chaos just looks like chaos when you're too close. It's like when you're too close to an elephant, all you see is gray wrinkles and a hair sticking out. When you back away and back away, which is just backing away and backing away, is what I call curiosity.
Okay.
Right.
But some chaos. And consideration.
Some chaos up close is just chaos, though.
Because you just defined it, because it's up close. Right. Some chaos up close is chaos.
And you're saying if we get far enough away, it's not
chaos. Every piece of chaos forms a pattern.
I see.
I had in my childhood on one side of a Thanksgiving table all theological people and their rebelling other side all physicists. And I thought there must be a way to combine the two.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of my life wondering how did a butterfly...
The bells!
Hold on. Let's find these bells.
It's the church bells. They're getting closer.
Is a phone ringing over here?
It sounds like a doorbell.
Oh, I see. Johnny Dam.
Dam's got.
And now.
Is that a church bell?
I thought it was on purpose.
Now, yeah.
I thought Heather was pressing a button.
Now we know where he got his last name from. Son of a. No worries, brother. No worries.
So
it worked.
I just don't know how. I know to say that a monarch butterfly that can flip out its wings and has two predator bird eyes looking airbrushed in with the highlight of the light in the iris of the eye to scare a large bird off. That alone, at lazy science.
I say that's an accident.
I think that there's another science. Just keep looking. Keep considering. And don't be scared when someone bags on you. Generally, I say stuff just to see who will flip and pop. I'll say an outrageous thing just because an overreaction to a thing. Well, now I wasn't going to pursue it, but your overreaction means I'm really going to look into it now.
But I mean, when you talk about something like a butterfly with the wing, with the eye, I mean, really, isn't that just you getting too close to the chaos and trying to make sense out of something kind of basic and simple, really, at the end of the day?
So I shouldn't look into it.
No, you shouldn't look into it.
I think that's evolution at its best.
It is evolution at its best. And we understand
what if evolution is, but I'm saying, then I take that. Click, put it over here, and what if evolution is part of another process that has an intelligence behind it?
Well, that, a lot of people say that.
Look, everyone's an expert. Everyone says, I know for sure. Humanity breaks off into the curious and the not curious.
But, Rick, that's not true.
The
not everybody
and the,
says.
And the set. No, I got it, and I don't curious. Have it.
Atheists don't say I know
it
for sure.
It is scientific to keep looking. It is scientific to consider everything.
Right.
To consider everything is scientific.
What do you believe? I'm going to say,
I know for sure that's not true. I'm not saying for sure that you're wrong. Right. You then join the pool of things I consider.
Andy.
Yes, sir.
Tell us what you believe.
Well, I grew up Christian. I had to go to church every Sunday. And now I call myself a Christian.
You do?
I do.
You go to church?
Occasionally.
You pray?
I pray my fucking ass off.
Right.
Now, for me, though, it's one of those things, what's the phrase? There are no atheists.
In foxholes?
Yeah. And I feel like my life, I throw myself.
You're
I'm
in
like
a foxhole.
Constantly.
You don't want to risk not
in a
being.
Foxhole. No, I feel like I'm hanging on by a thread. not right this second, but a lot of times where I just, if I didn't have something, I don't care. Look, if it's real or not.
Yeah.
In the end, you know, to pray, when I'm laying in bed or laying on the bottom of a bathtub with the shower going, praying my fucking ass off, please just let me live. Or, you know, please just take me away. Just let me die.
Well, but do you read the Bible at all?
Yeah, occasionally. You know, and I let people, what I do is I let Christians, hardcore Christians, into my life, and I let them in, and I let them quote the Bible to me. So in that sense, I'm reading the Bible. You know, they tell me.
Well, you're not. You're not if you're doing it that way.
Well, they're quoting. they're, no, but it's better that way. I'm not going to sit at night.
That's how I follow American Idol. Same thing.
Yeah,
never watch
yeah,
let it. People but. Tell. People tell me because they'll quote it verbatim and then explain it.
Right.
If I'm sitting at home alone reading it at night, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to digest it. It's not going to, you know, and the Bible is, it's not about the Bible for me. It's really just about God.
Well, you know, when you do it that way, you're missing the best parts of the Bible, the most juiciest, raunchiest, fun.
I know you're
parts of the Bible. If you do it that way, they're not going to tell you the good parts.
No, I know what you're talking about. The weird, hardcore, the sex stuff, the drug stuff.
Rapey.
No, but I do. I've got some awesome Christians in my friends.
Say again, Jim?
Abraham fucked these daughters,
didn't he? Oh, he did. He did. And I got to be honest, based on the description, I don't blame him.
That's not as bad as almost killing his son, though.
No, Jim.
You got to put it all in context. Like the daughters can whinge all they fucking want.
Are you an atheist?
I'm an atheist, yes. Yeah, okay. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe that. And also, I take offense to the when people say there's no atheist in a foxhole or on a sinking ship.
Right, that's not even close.
I would be. I really would be. I wouldn't be on my deathbed thing. Because I think the whole idea, if you start saying that there's no atheist in a foxhole, that's because people are scared of dying because they're worried about what's afterwards.
Right.
So all religion, any religion you go to has an afterlife or you reincarnate or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they take that away, they take away heaven or whatever afterlife they give, and God created the whole world, and he loves you, and he's brilliant, and he made you, and he made your family and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You should still worship him, even if there wasn't an afterlife. But would people go to church? Would they fuck if there was no afterlife?
Right,
need that carrot given to them. And that's why they say that foxhole thing, because people panic on their deathbed. My grandmother was terrified on her deathbed.
Yeah.
terrified of what was going to happen. And I think as an atheist, I won't be because
But you don't know because you've never been right at the
But I'm confident.
Death's door.
No, yeah, not like Andy is every weekend.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. This is the thing. You're hanging. You know, Elvis used to wear the cross, the Star of David, the thing, because he didn't want
to
be...
Just to cover his bases.
Yeah, he didn't want to not get in on a technicality.
Well, you know, I find that people tell me they're actually looking forward to that day when they have that great time after they're dead. And that's kind of sad to me that you know, they would want to... Not saying people here in this room, I'm just saying that they would want to look forward to that. It's like, this world right now is just not good enough.
Are you an atheist?
Yes, I am.
Well, here's the thing. One of the great confusions is to confuse spirituality with religion when history proves them to be sworn enemies and opponents the entire time.
Well, how do you define spirituality?
Spirituality is my search for God. Religion is you're telling me what God looks like, and I just repeat back to you those words rather than I go look on my own.
Well, I think all of us...
That's the entire difference.
No, that's true. That's the thing about the Christianity thing. My dad grew up... his family was Jewish. I was adopted into this family. My mom was Christian. My dad... just never went to church and never did anything with the Jewish, with the temple, anything. And then later on, he became a Christian. I'm kind of just following in my dad's steps. And I said, you never went to church your whole life with us. And then all of a sudden, right when he was about to die, right, he became this Christian.
Right.
Well, anyways. And I said, why? And he said, well, because it's just right there. And it's just easy. And I'm with you. I'm looking for my God. I just call myself a Christian because it's convenient, and if I do want to pray, I do pray to Jesus.
But you are prick. You're prick. I'm sorry.
Oh, but you are prick.
All right.
You are pricking and choosing. You're picking and choosing, though. I mean, because you're an openly bisexual. I'm openly bisexual.
Right.
Both of us are going straight to fucking hell.
Oh, I didn't know this when I came in for this show. I may be an atheist, but I still have morals.
Well, I don't think
Jeff has a bit about putting something in his ass. I wish I could remember what it was.
I don't think that being bisexual has anything to do with God. I don't think God would frown upon it, and don't think it has anything to do with morals. I think it's completely fine to be bisexual.
Right, right. I agree with you. But I don't think God exists, which is why it's easy for
quantum theory is starting to come closer to touching spirituality again. But it is, I treat it like it's a form of physics. Metaphysics are just physics. We're too primitive and traumatized a culture through religion to recognize as something that should be taught to children in school as another higher layer of just physics itself. Like, do this, accomplish that every time. That's what science is. Recognize a pattern. Do I do this to make the pattern reoccur?
Right.
Shed testing. And spirituality is, if I slow my metabolism down, my heart rate comes down, my health improves. What if then I get a sense of what other people are feeling and other things like that?
Exactly.
What if I check with them and it turns out they are feeling those things when I sense that they were?
Yeah.
This still... I think it all requires research, and without that, it's just an opinion based on emotion, based on a trauma, up until then.
And that's prayer and meditation. What I was going to say earlier is whether prayer is real, whether it works or not, at the very least, at the end of my life, I have taken a few moments here and there in my life to relax, to slow my metabolism down, to reach out and think some positive thoughts. So at the very, very least, it's positive thinking.
Well, you're just spiritual, Andy. You're just spiritual.
But I pray to Jesus, and I do go to church.
Hey, and I'm a big fan of the title character, just not so certain about the unauthorized biography.
Wait, you talking about Jesus or Andy?
Jesus. Jesus didn't say write a book about me. He didn't say make a building with my dead.
We don't know what he said.
Why, Andy?
He did tell him to speak it, to witness what he has said. So that is writing a book to tell others of my message. That's
different from set up a business.
I tell you, if Jesus lived up to that
that's different from set up a business.
He'd be all over the internet. He'd be all over.
He'd be huge.
He'd be twittering all day.
He was the only savior out of thousands.
Well, that would be great.
Unless he's an amalgam out of different religions.
What if he's that? What if Charlie Sheen is Jesus?
Sold a whole lot of people some bread.
But why Jesus?
LOL.
Andy.
Hashtag love your father.
Yes, Andy. Heather.
Why Jesus?
Well, like I said, because he's right there.
But
because it's on every corner.
So
I can
many
turn
other
out. There's
places
a Presbyterian
you could turn.
Church.
He was,
like,
I'm
where?
Surprised
no,
you're not Buddhist,
just,
Andy.
It's like a 7-Eleven store on every corner. There's
it's
a church
convenient.
On every. It's convenient. And,
right.
And
you should go
I'm not kidding. It's convenient.
I like Alan, the Muslim
but
Muslim
I wanna,
one.
Which one?
Alan and his mate Mo.
Alan and Mo.
Alan and Mo. Alan and Mo are big favorites of mine. And the Asian one, Bubba. I like him as well.
You like Bubba?
Bubba, Alan and Mo.
The three stooges. Yeah, right.
Nice, Rick. Nice. Oh, that's great. Yeah,
because it's the last... whatever country you're born in. It's like we have a God that likes white people for the most part. He likes Australia, America, Canada. These are the countries. He made the whole world, yeah. But then he selected the countries he likes.
Right. Like English and Latin.
He made those other people, the coloured people that look different, and they follow wacky gods that they've just made up. They're not smart like us.
I have a picture of a black Jesus on a cross and from Africa. It's a black Jesus.
We don't say cool. We don't say coloured here. It's nigger.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was trying to do a sarcastic thing about how, and then you have to drop the N word.
I pray to a jigaboo Jesus. I pray to that picture.
Oh, that'd be sounds like a song too.
My nigger Jesus.
Yeah, he doesn't look like anything that in theory he didn't look like anything that appears on the toast. Yeah.
Short Jew. That's what he'd be.
He was short Jew. But darker skin, right?
Super Arab, dark. Yeah.
He'd be Arab.
Arab, short Jew.
Yeah. Sand nigger. He's my nigger Jesus.
You saw Zeitgeist, right? You said that a lot of Christianity is an amalgam of the
Zeitgeist, myth. Zeitgeist, if I can jump in,
weather cycles. And so, like, we're getting to history, and it's starting to include physics again, like weather cycles and solar cycles.
Right.
How did Zeitgeist change your life?
Heather became an atheist at the end of, after watching Zeitgeist. It opened her mind up to.
One of the things that really opened my eyes was watching just the beginning of Zeitgeist. Just that beginning part going, whoa.
What is Zeitgeist?
Have you seen it?
It's an internet thing.
It turns crazily spiritual, and I don't mean to slam
Rick
at all.
The sun used to be the thing that they prayed to as it came over the fields and the thing.
It's basically comparing all the different gods. Jesus Christ.
Research looks like crazy.
And they talk about how they all were born around Christmas. All these similarities. Yeah. Yeah.
When it gets to be too much, you just go, crazy. Ding. Stick a little label on it. Go, too much info. Ding. It's crazy.
That's what people do.
So it doesn't matter. But the fact is, if the world blew up or whatever, in an ice age, we rise up again, we wouldn't have the same God. They'd make up another fucking God.
Well, that's what we know that to be true if we just look anthropologically at everything. I mean, that's what happens.
Emery, Heather, and Jim... Hopefully I'm asking this for both of us. What do you do, like, when you're troubled, when you feel down, when you're at death's door, but maybe not that far? Maybe you're just having a fucking shitty day.
I like to watch Cheers.
Getting along in the world today takes everything you got.
And it picks me up. Even that song right now.
The song gets.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
So basically, you go to a bar.
No, I watch Cheers.
But in your mind, you're kind of
happy,
going to a
happy
bar.
Episode of MASH.
Well,
those sad ones where people die.
Sad MASH.
Very special
episode. A good one where it's too cold and they're fighting over Long Johns. That's the one that I like.
The first three seasons.
Hawkeye, close that door. I'm not Thomas Edison.
You've been messing around in my trunk.
That's not a bad impersonation.
That was good.
That was really good.
Why, thank you.
I can do a Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
Oh, no.
And I can do Homer Simpson, but they're exactly the same.
Really?
Yes, Homer Simpson.
Oh, look, my sweet, nourishing penis.
Very nice.
And then do Cliff Clavin, you just speed it up, right?
Yeah, you know, the beer was invented in 1842 by...
That's actually...
How many people know that about me?
Nice.
Impersonator.
Nice. Really, just really the two. Man, if you would do that on stage, you could be so much less successful.
I can look like Radar O'Reilly from MASH. Here it is, right here. Did you know he had
a record? Let the record reflect that he's holding up a gimped hand.
He has a gimpy hand. That's why he had the clipboard.
Yeah, always hiding it behind the clipboard.
Scotty, Scotty was missing a finger.
Scotty was missing a finger.
He held a clipboard because this finger was gone.
Yeah, but he'd been working in the engine room. That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Hey, who's
the
your
engineer, right?
If you speed up Scotty, does it turn into someone else?
Who? You're setting me up for their callback.
Yeah, the good thing about being a guy who played the guy of Cheers is I can do one Pixar character from each film as well.
One's character.
It's the same guy.
Just one. Yeah, he's in every Pixar
It's Ratzenberger.
Film.
I got to hear it. Ratzenberger. I got to hear it.
Hey, I'm the Abominable Snowman. How did you get it? Yeah.
It is a variation on the other two.
Is it? I'm the pig from Toy Story.
It's a sweet gig, man.
Yeah, he's not unhappy. I'll tell you.
He's got property.
Well, let's answer Andy's question.
Yeah, what Heather, do you do when you're down and out?
I was really sick. I had pancreatitis. I was down for months.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I really felt like I was going to die. Right.
Were you an atheist at that time?
I was upcoming atheist at this time. Mm-hmm. I was coming up to atheist, but I'd never cried to God. I was more crying to my mother or sad or being upset that she wasn't there to help
me. Like, I want my mommy.
Like, I want my mommy kind of things. And I cried to my friends, my boyfriends. I had all my people around helping me, you know. Relatives came out of nowhere to wish me well. And I just had all that support right in my face, the physical support.
Can I say
something
about that?
People who lift me up for real.
Can I say something about that?
Sure.
In AA, when I used to go a lot, I don't anymore, but they would say, hang on to any fucking thing you can and make it your God. And like what you're talking about. And the other thing is God's now I sound like a real Christian, but God speaks through people. You know, he just does.
I really
that's what I want to say to that.
And well, burning bushes. So
sorry.
You're so funny, Andy.
But I'm telling
you're
you
You're so funny.
Maybe you do believe.
I get it now. He's being sarcastic.
No, I'm not.
He's not. No, he's not.
God damn it.
God speaks through people.
Son of a bitch.
I personally, when I'm at my life, I had someone commit suicide in my life.
Hold on, before you tell this story, I gotta do this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes store.
Yeah,
today's stop it. Today's episode sponsored in part,
I actually saw it,
by a willingness to be proven wrong. All right, let's come back. I'm sorry, I was 5 minutes late. I was 5 minutes late on this. You gotta set you back.
Oh yeah, hold you.
So Jim,
hold that suicide thought.
Jim, yeah. Bring it on.
So I won't go into too many details, but a girl I was actually seeing committed suicide.
And
was
in front of you?
Not in front of me. No, I made that bit up for
really God. That was a hot story for a minute. Go on.
But it was the lowest point in my life where I couldn't. But
I hate to be gruesome, but I always am curious.
Drug overdose. But she actually rang
me. So it was an accident.
She actually rang
me. It was an accident.
Why she was. No, she did it on
purpose.
I'm sorry.
She did it on purpose. She took the drugs, then rang me up. And then I tried to convince her to take it. It was horrible.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, my point is, I watched Cheers. No, I
a very special episode of Cheers.
No, my point is that I never thought of going to a God place. As I said, I rang family and friends. I cried to people. I also had the solace of, in my mind, knowing that her pain that she was going through as a person had ended.
Yeah.
Like, bang, had gone dead. She wasn't in any struggle of, did she go to hell? Did she go to heaven? Is she in a purgatory? Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, that's part of the problem with religion is that you get to spend a living life wondering, because the Bible says that goes to hell.
Yeah.
So now you're in torment.
That's one reason I could never commit suicide. I do believe that if you commit suicide, I believe that you would go to a certain kind of hell, because there are people who have committed suicide and then they live through it. They come back and they say they go to a very dark, grotesque, hell-like place.
Well, that's because they were suicidal.
they were already there.
Have you ever taken mushrooms when you're in a bad mood? It's horrible.
Yeah,
if you're in a true mood, you go into it with a thing.
You might be right. I'm not going to play with fire.
Your euphoria.
Really? If I hear him right, I'm in everything in life, Andy Dick walks the edge, but when it comes to this, he's playing it conservative.
Right. So you've done things in your life that you go to hell for. Homosexuality is in the Bible. You go to hell for, but you're picking and choosing. You say, I choose that. I won't go to hell for that. I don't think you.
I
go
ask
hell
for
that.
Forgiveness, though. I pray and I ask for forgiveness on a daily basis.
Do you feel guilty?
Yeah, but
do you feel guilty?
No, I really imagine don't. I don't think it's
good. Good.
I don't think homosexuality.
Imagine if you hold the gun to your head and you go, God forgive me. Boom. Right.
That's an interesting thought.
Okay. Now,
why am I hard?
Whoa!
No, but my point is
a sexual deviant.
The people I've known in my life who have committed suicide, they've been at their wit's end. It's been, you know, and you can commit suicide instantly, or you can do what me and you have done in our lives and almost drink ourselves to death for a very long time.
Almost. I was shitting blood as well.
You know what I mean? And that's still suicide in a different manner.
You're right. I agree. I've been there. You're right. Mm.
So you're going to hell, Andy Dick.
So both of you. Well, you got to pick and choose because you will go to hell if you don't.
But
religion is very cleverly set itself up to make a religion has destroyed any. Because the whole point of religion is to say, search no further than here. It kills the desire to search. That's its brilliant stroke. That is its major death blow stroke. To no longer want to find anything out spiritually because it goes that far. And it also then creates the backlash to there is nothing spiritual then because you were so forceful in the other direction. Another brilliant move on their part because we're actual spiritual, a science to be discovered out of this, made a science, taught as a science, functioning with children to build a generation that knows this stuff. Religion would cease to exist out of its irrelevance alone, like a buggy to a car.
Right. I asked the people who talk to me on my face, what do we call it? Wall of reason. Talk to me on my face. No, but talk to me on my wall of reason here on the interweb. I say, you know, when you're quoting these Bible quotes to me and you're trying to talk to me about, discuss with me religion, I say, please, please close the Bible and start looking.
Put it in your own words.
Put it in your own words. If you can't.
Then it's just, a lot of people, and by the way, there's a whole category of intellectual that falls into the same category, purely memory code, brain dominant people that have no heart connection to a new way to put
it. So when you hear somebody zero poetry in anything, their soul.
Hang on.
I'm sorry.
There's a zero poetry in their soul. Everything is repeated dogma because that's how they were taught in school. A lot of academia teaches you, tell the teacher back what the teacher said to you word for word, you get a plaque on your wall.
Right.
And that's why this kind of person, that's the one that corners you at a cocktail party and says, did you read this book? Oh, really? You didn't read that book. I'm kind of disappointed. I thought you were the kind of person that would have read that book. And it's a brain bully. But all they're doing, and I tell them, you're not even remotely interesting to me until I hear about the book you wrote, because all you're doing is riding the pony back of everyone else who did the hard work of writing, and you did memory. And if memory is the only point, my iPhone is 3 times smarter than you because it knows me.
But we have a problem with that fundamentally because, I mean, that hard-line position you're taking, there's a lot to be...
Hard-line position?
Sure, you're taking a very hard-line position against anybody who hasn't done research themselves. That's really what you're saying.
It makes it hard for them to be the expert they claim to be.
But there are some experts who have studied the work of others.
There is something to be said for picking and choosing who you listen to as well. You know, I mean, my father's never written a book, but I wouldn't call him a stupid man. He doesn't come with many original concepts.
But he's not a bully that corners you and acts like an intellectual, like tough guy, right?
No, he's not that. No,
that's the absolute distinction. I'm talking about someone who, if you just live a life of that, but you don't then tell me why I'm wrong because I didn't work it just like you. I'm going to have to pull it out and say that, you know, well, you're not really qualified to because all you're doing is you're not making anything original.
You're regurgitating.
Yeah, intelligence, smart is you've memorized a lot. Intelligence is you've made a lot that others memorize.
I think there's a middle ground, though. I think there are people who haven't done the studies, who haven't actually they've read a lot of information and they've studied the studies, and these people bring a lot to the table in terms of science, in terms of reason.
But every great breakthrough is by someone who took it the extra step.
You have to digest, you have to have an opinion about it, you have to say something.
And I'm all for research.
But if you're only going to do your research in the Bible, then I can't talk to you. If you're only, if you're not going to close the Bible, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying, continuing what I was saying before, if you're just going to look in the Bible but nowhere else, then I can't.
I have to agree, because then you don't really have a lot of research. And when you say, well, you know, the whole point is you can be proud of anything. The guy with 7 teeth is prouder than the guy with 3 teeth.
I hope so.
But that's where pride is like a barnacle, and it attaches to anything that submerges. And pride, you can be proud of stupid shit, and you can be proud of, well, I just, this is what all I know is. They're always, their subconscious is magnificent. They'll always say something like, well, all I know is. Let's play that back. Did you just tell me that's all you know?
Right.
I don't know how that makes me want to give a shit about what you say next when you say that's all you know.
That's an interesting.
How do you drive? Do you know where the key goes in the car?
When you say pride, because the whole thing is, because pride still is a 7 deadly sin, right?
Yes.
Pride means you stuck.
Yeah, by the way,
pride means you
only to Andy.
No. I love the seven deadly sins. Can just Jim and I do this?
Go.
Okay, well, I can do it. So pride is one.
Gluttony.
Gluttony.
Sleepy, remorseful, bashful.
Sloth.
Sloth's in there.
Envy.
It is in there.
Envy.
Gratuity.
That's a tip.
I'm going through the movie now.
Here's my theory. By the way, my theory about it is the one that you can't remember is the one that you are deep in the throes of. Literally. And, right, you,
so,
and you already are not
so
even
one of them. One of them is bisexual drunk. Is that?
Well, you got it. You got my point, because I can never remember the sex one. That's why you yeah.
Lust. Well, the whole thing about
lust,
pride is
lust. I can never remember that one. Oh, and anger.
But the thing is,
pride is
the one
is
you couldn't remember.
Anger isn't in the list.
Yeah, pride is a sin.
Yeah, lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath.
Wrath is anger.
Oh, I see. All right.
Wrath.
But see, the
and
thing
you
is,
didn't remember it, so pride. You're in the throes of anger right now. No, you really must be.
Jim, are you angry?
It's my philosophy. You are angry about something.
I'm a little bit peeved. I'm seven deadly sins-esque.
I think you're
isn't
only
that
one
a great philosophy.
I
came up with that. See,
that's brilliant.
Thank no, but the you. Thing is, pride,
that's a lot of pride you got in those.
Pride is seen as a good quality now.
That's the one I would have forgotten.
Was,
that's the first one he remembered.
Pride is great for making you not take new details or notes. I'm too proud to hear your notes about me.
Yeah, he's a very proud man.
No, listen.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. You're wrecking the neighborhood. Don't tell me that. I'm too proud to hear that.
Well, the problem is. Is someone really prideful, or are they being perceived as prideful? That's where it gets fucking silly. This
as soon as you put a
silly.
Sticker on your car that says, I'm proud of my student who's an honor roll or thing, that's not even perceived to be. You're just a cock.
My honor roll student fucks your honor roll student.
Well, and on that, I'd like to say, you're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident
right
Radio.
Right in front of me.
And available.
I'm going to try.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. Today's show is brought to you by a belief in non-believers. All right. You weren't going to say anything. You shut up.
No.
No, he was making a joke.
You're avatar. I'm trying to.
Death of his girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm making this show viral. Viral. That's got to be a new deadly sin.
That's got to be. Yeah. See, we have to update the deadly sins to be.
Love the deadly
internet,
sins.
Internet.
Yeah,
I reckon ego surfing
it's
on the Google.
Deadly that's sins.
A sin. Ego surfing.
Yeah,
you're talking about looking up your own name.
Oh, it's horrible. It's a horrible affliction.
But that's covered by vanity, isn't it? It's
Vanity is one of them, huh?
Let's see here.
Yeah.
It should be, but I'm not.
Website hacking is.
Here's
that
the
one?
Problem. Here's the problem. There's more than seven. Depends on which fucking religion you want to believe.
There's more than Ten Commandments as well.
There is indeed.
You
it depends.
Can, they don't have rape in the Ten Commandments. There's a few that they just sort of let fly by. I always find it weird that the Ten Commandments are such obvious rules. Well, most of them are obvious. Five or six of them are just
the first
God
four.
Harping on about himself.
Yeah,
right?
The first four are just a pissy God.
But the ones that people go, well, I live by the Ten Commandments. I'm an atheist and I live by the Ten Commandments. I try not to kill and steal from people. I don't
wait
need
a minute, wait a minute, Jim.
Me.
You try not to kill?
I
is it that hard?
Yeah, have you seen my set? Sometimes I just have to kill. That's what the audience wants, baby.
I have indeed seen your sets, perfect. And I agree with that. So, yeah.
613 Commandments.
There are 613.
Well, if you get into the Judaism law, you get into the,
right, the Jews have a lot more, do they?
Well, all of them is the idea. The idea is that when you add them all up, it becomes staggeringly.
They're naming names. It's individuals.
Count on the Jews to know the exact number.
I loved being Jewish. That was fun.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved drinking all the wine at the Seders. I used to get into that.
Oh, were you a Jew?
She's half Jew, half.
I'm Jew black.
Oh, you're Jew
black. I'm black.
Yeah, we
you're mulatto.
Blue.
Mulatto.
You're half black.
No, you'd be a jigga Jew.
I'm a jigga
Jew. Jigga Jew.
Thank you so much. I've been trying to think of a good
jigga Jew.
Nice.
How many jigga Jews does that computer have?
Oh, me. And out of
giga.
Nowhere.
Giga Jews. That's when they get, work.
Yeah, that's a performing Jew.
What about blasphemy? Yeah.
Who books that?
That's one of the commandments.
Oh, blasphemy's nothing. You can say Jesus Christ all you want.
Blasphemy is just like.
Wait a minute. What about Andy? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Andy?
Do you
have a problem with blasphemy?
No.
No.
But if I'm around some of my, like I said, hardcore Christian friends, I try not to say, I try not to even say, oh my God.
Really?
It's a little known fact that Andy's middle name's Jesus Sucks.
Andy Jesus Sucks Dick? Yeah,
exactly. Jesus is the only one who doesn't suck out of the whole batch. Yeah.
But I say, God damn it. I say Jesus Christ. I say, God damn it.
I know you do.
I'm not religious.
You were bleeding from the ass once.
God damn it.
I'm not religious, but neither was Jesus. That's why they killed him.
You
they
see
killed
Jesus
him for not
just,
being religious.
Yeah,
you see
that's,
him as
a
that's exactly why they had him whacked, because he wasn't following the corporation.
But he got it's, back up
religion
3 days
is a
later.
Corporation.
Yeah. So, yeah like that's true. Grace. Jesus wasn't a Christian because the people that followed
Jew,
him
no.
started
He was saying, go against this large Jesus. Corporate structure, and the guy inside said, I want him dead. I want his head right fucking here. I want this fucking guy dead. It's the mafia. It's the first mob. You know? Show the true. Others. And then put him in a building. Leave him on a stick dead. Yeah. Why? So that they don't ever go against the corporation ever fucking again.
And they say, who do you want dead? And they go, do you want Jesus dead? Don't even say his name anymore.
And while you're at it, let that serial killer go.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think Jesus was a divine person? Rick?
One of many.
I think we
One
all
of many.
Are.
One of many. And by divine,
Gandhi maybe was divine in your opinion?
Yeah. I think people who try to help others on a mass scale are divine. And that's a word you choose. You say divine. So say divine.
But why can't
I think
they
we all
great
are.
Good people?
But we have to find that
I just
about
use the word.
Us.
Yeah, I just think the guy who owns In-N-Out Burger, that's the only bloke that I think is divine. He's the only person who helps me out on a regular basis.
Who's that?
The guy who owns In-N-Out.
They put biblical
They used to put it on the bottom of the cups and the thing.
See, Jesus is speaking through people once again.
Fresh burgers.
No, Jesus
is speaking through
burgers. That's exactly right.
He was in and out. 33 years.
I turned 34 just 2 weeks ago, and it was good to outlive Jesus. There was a little. I'm more invincible than fucking God.
Pride.
Yeah.
You keep
pride.
Talking like that,
Deadly
they'll put
sin.
You on a cross.
There was pride. There was pride. Anger. There was lust.
Well, you know, people are still getting. Fucked up real bad today for blasphemy in the world right now. It's pretty shitty.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard? Yeah. What's the story? Let me pull that up. Hold on.
What is that called? Stigmata. A hole in
That's
your...
bullshit because he was...
Was that the last?
Never happened.
Was
ever
that the
happened,
last, though?
Ever.
You wanted to fuck the stigmata?
No. I was wiping my ass and there was... That's how I got stigmata. Get a heavy drinking binge. Underwear looked like a Japanese flag and I looked like Jesus.
Getting sticky with it.
Japanese flag, just one red spot. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but if it washes away, it's not stigmata.
I can't wear white underwear. It looks like a crime scene. I don't know how people do it.
I have a friend who says that my doctor asked me for a stool sample, a sperm sample, a blood sample, and a urine sample, and I said, here, just take my underwear. My friend's joke.
Yeah, so I think the punishment for blasphemy in the Bible was stoning, and I think they're still stoning people today for it.
Well, in Pakistan, there was a minister murdered for criticizing the Islamic blasphemy law just this week. Murdered over it.
Murdered,
was killed.
Was he stoned?
He was shot, actually. It was the I'm trying to think of the group that took... You know, it's one of those things...
I hope he was stoned when he got shot.
Hello.
Whoa. They also kill people. I just read this for homosexuality.
Yes, now.
Like right now.
Well, Uganda, they're trying to pass laws. It looks like it might not...
Well,
the...
What
is
it? The Westboro? Is it the Westboro Church?
Westboro Baptist Church, yeah.
They're protesting the deaths of soldiers because... They're saying thank God for these dead soldiers because it's from a country that permits homosexuals to exist at all. God is killing our soldiers. These are the people from the Westboro Church.
He just got passed in court.
And now
today.
They just had the they
Andy,
just passed in the court that they have the right to do that.
That's
under
where freedom
speech.
Of speech. No.
But that
but
doesn't
they
mean
should.
That there should they should and there should other be because I know well, there they, was a there was I a motorcycle that. Gang that turned and faced them because that's also free speech. I say gang, mount up.
Wait a minute. The so motorcycle you gang.
You're okay with what, violence?
Is it a motorcycle gang of cocksuckers?
No. But facing the other way.
No, but it's
no. They're not gay. That's not why they're doing this. They're doing this because they're related to some of those dead soldiers.
Dead soldiers.
Now you're talking about my family. I'm going to come and look you in the face and just see how badass you are when I'm staring you
down. I've faced these guys
people too. They're all like, it's a tiny group of people, mostly family members, all mentally ill.
Yeah, they're but they're going to
vacuous people.
They're picketing funerals. They're going and picketing dead soldiers' funerals.
They believe that AIDS is a gift from God that has been come to lie about the homosexuals. They send their kids. They have songs where they've rewritten the words to "We Are the World" to "God Hates the World."
God hates the
and all the children. God hates the fags and all the thing.
Yeah, because let's also, by the way, if you're
which is accurate
purely to the Christians out there, if you're Christian listening to this, how did you think the devil was going to pull this off? How did you think he would re-enter dressed in a red devil outfit like an SNL fucking sketch? No, he would pose as one of you. And all you could do is recognize him by his actions. He'd come and get you? There was only one day you let the devil in for the devil to get you. You got to invite him in. That's the devil trying to get invited in.
Can I tell you believe in the devil?
Yeah, that I do too. Devil? And that is one thing.
I'm just saying, if you do, look at it that way.
I see you're using their dogma.
I actually believe there's a fight in me, at
good
least,
and bad
between good and bad, and I just like to simplify it for my own brain. Just God and the devil, and I have literally out loud said, "Out." Evil devil, I call you out of my body, out of my soul.
I just did it now,
and right. I mean it when I say.
And does the guy pull
like
out?
That's what I thought.
I told you I have never been fucked in the ass.
I didn't say I believe
you. You been out of your mouth.
I didn't say ass either.
I'm telling
you. You're the one that looks in the ass.
No.
What are you hiding?
No, because if it was in his mouth, it would have sounded like this.
I have sucked cock. I have sucked cock. But I have never been fucked in the butt. I promise.
What's your reason for that?
Because I've had a finger in there and I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, but
have you been fucked in the butt?
I saw you. Have sure, you? Of course.
You like
last
it.
Night.
I'm not. I just.
You.
The finger.
Where was I?
You were wearing it.
Oh. You guys are going out?
Yeah.
And you strap one on and fuck him?
Yes.
I enjoy that on a regular basis.
That's tripping me out. Now let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
You are half black. Can I call you a mulatto? Is that
you call
is
me
that,
whatever you like.
Is that a racist term?
She's jigging
you.
Most people think of it as racist for some reason. She
so
doesn't.
Your dildo, is it black? Is it white? Or is it tan?
It's a zebra.
It's striped.
And being half Jew, it's cut.
Only halfway.
No, honestly, what color is it? I really am curious.
Is it?
Is it black? Come on.
Yours is white. Mine's black.
Yeah, that's true.
You own a strap on, but you own a strap on.
We walk around living room like that.
I own a box full of toys. That's what you're asking.
Is it a rabbit or a rabbi?
I love it.
You know, you should get. I'll tell you where the devil lives in that fucking box.
I know, right? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Butt fucking.
No, Adam and Eve. That's weird. Adam and Eve is a sex toy company.
Yeah.
I used to sell sex toys. I used to work for a fetish clothing store in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't get into the toys. I don't even own one. It seems like they'd get dirty. Do you clean them?
Well, there's a lot of toys right now that are actually so advanced. You can stick them in a dishwasher. Just make sure you take them out before Mama comes over and helps you out with the dishes. Yeah,
right next to the wine glass.
Exactly.
That is disgusting.
they're made out of silicone. Some are made out of
Pyrex. You can use
Pyrex.
It to whisk. Before.
There, you could roll this Pyrex dildo over with a Mack truck and wouldn't break it.
Wow. That's what I'm saying, yo.
Yeah. So,
if I was to use a dildo, I use a glass.
We've gotten off topic a bit.
Glass
well, no,
is good.
No, he wants to talk about sex, and so do I, don't you?
What does Jesus say about sex?
What are you talking about?
He's uncomfortable with
half
sex.
Half of Jim's act is stories about shit in his ass.
Yeah. How many hours is
that? Have you been with a tranny yet?
No, I've never been with a tranny. No.
I was in the store, the microphone store today, and they sell other things as well.
That's another brand of sex toys. Yeah.
Is this thing on?
Well, anyways, there was a tranny trying to pick me up, and she said my boyfriend's away. He's a soldier and he's away, and I don't think it's going to work out. And I said, well, I'm right here if it doesn't. She said, oh, you wouldn't like me. I'm a transsexual, and I wanted to say, I know. I mean, it's obvious, but I didn't want to offend.
You want to be polite. Yeah. Well, that's
one stop shopping.
Yeah, exactly. You got both right there. But I've never been with a transsexual. Never have.
No. Well, you should get on board with that.
I like it. I mean, she has to hold her balls up out of the way when I'm fucking her in the ass because, I mean, my balls start slamming into her balls. I'm going to kind of lose my erection a little bit. But.
Usually transsexuals, I've seen them naked, and they usually don't they have very tiny penises, almost clit-like.
There's no usual, actually. There's nothing. Varies all across the board, and it depends on how long they've been on. I don't know.
What does Jesus say about transsexuals?
He wouldn't even know.
They
didn't have TV back then.
Or the internet.
Are you married, Rick?
No.
You have a girlfriend right now?
I'm currently just afloat.
Okay.
Have you been married before?
No. No, I'm equally, I'm part of the equation, too. You know, women, I can't live with them, and they can't live with me. I realize
Really?
I'm half of the problem right
can't
there.
Can't live with them, can you?
It's pretty complicated.
You're one of the nicest, mildest, meekest, spiritualist guys I know.
Can I give you a shout out? But when the devil takes over, he beats him.
No, I like women. I love them.
You've never been with a man. You've never been with a man.
No.
Hey, by the way,
I see anything wrong with it. You know, to every gay couple or gay person, I say thank you for that added car length on the 405. Your kid is not fucking hanging me up another quarter mile to get home.
Nice.
You are not going to keep the species pushing us off the cliff. You're of enormous value to us just on purely scientific terms.
I have three kids.
Nature's best friend.
Right.
Plus, you can really take care of all of our kids for us.
And I'm also
fucking good at it.
Yeah. Thank you for getting the fat chicks out of the herd.
Exactly.
No, I'm
thank you for making them feel wanted and needed.
I don't care.
Thank you for saying things like, if I wasn't gay, I don't know why no boys like you, because I would pick you up in a second.
There you go. You can drive a couple miles thinking good about that. But I don't care who you love. I only care who you hate.
Oh.
And I hate gays.
And I'll see you there Sunday at the Westboro Baptist Church. Be sure to bring your combination.
God hates the fags.
Torch.
Can I interrupt you?
Flaming sign.
Yeah, sure.
I'm in Jim Jeffries.
Do you know the word faggot comes from the Bible? There you go.
What?
It does?
What do you mean?
It does.
Hey, before you tell that.
Let me hear.
Go ahead. the word faggot comes from the Bible. I can't remember the actual sermon, but I've actually read it. I've actually sat down. I got this off Ricky Lake, of all things, because there was a guy on Ricky Lake who was a preacher who does this thing, and he was going, "Are these faggots? Here are the faggots." And then some gay guy stood up and said, "Excuse me, I believe that a faggot is a bundle of sticks," which true, right?
Right.
So a faggot's kindling. The sodomites are the faggots of hell. They fuel the fire.
Is that what it says
in
the Bible?
That's in the Bible.
That's in the Bible.
Really?
That's how we get the word faggot, because they're the kindling of hell.
Wow. Well, God bless
them. Good etymology. Thanks, man.
I love it. I watched Ricky Lake fuck my roommate.
What?
Because we lived in the same studio apartment.
Well, no wonder you turned half gay.
Did you stand at the door and go, "Go, Ricky. Go, Ricky. Go, Ricky. Don't crush him. He's not breathing. Pick him up."
It was way before her show.
I can never get her on the show now.
I was on TV. Yeah. And she was large.
You got to tell the story. How did you come to?
I was living with a friend. I was living with him.
Must have thought it was an earthquake.
Studio apartment.
No, I mean, how'd you come? No, I'm sorry. How did you come to see this?
We lived in the same room. We lived in a studio apartment. He was letting me crash on his futon/couch,
right,
folded out, and he had his bed. And I used to just watch him fuck.
I think if you're fucking in front of Andy Dick, you're asking for a whole lot.
They didn't
trouble.
Think I was watching. They didn't. Of course I was.
Okay, there's more to the story. They had no idea you were in the room and you really didn't live.
No, they
there,
knew I
you?
Was in the room. You knew I was in the room.
You snuck into the home, didn't you?
No,
tell the story, Andy.
I did. I used to live there and okay. We used to sleep. By the way, can I give
Ricky
you a
Lake
shout
sounds
out?
Sounds like a porn name of a girl who's a gusher.
Squirt Queen.
Squirt Queen, Ricky Lake.
Before I forget, I finished Greg Fitzsimmons' book. And did you read it?
Yeah.
He nice loves you.
Fitzy, yeah, very yeah.
Everyone
yeah,
loves
you. Appreciate
he said that you were a big influence on him when he was just starting out.
He's very nice.
That was weird to me because I thought you guys were the same age.
It's when did you start out, Rick?
I'm 56. I started late 73.
Late 73.
Yeah.
Thanks, been around forever. Absolutely.
Greg used to go and watch him.
Right.
Yeah, back in the old days when I had hair.
He's also a big influence on me never getting married.
So I'd like to thank you for that.
My pleasure, Jim. My pleasure.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. Ardent Atheist is made possible by the Internet.
It's a good book, too.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. And science.
Are they still talking?
Yeah, you're, I'm sure you had
something
to say.
What about your girlfriend? What about the girlfriend?
You've brought up some horrible memories, and I'm not happy about this show at all. I'm just happy that I got to showcase my Cliff Clavin, which I've been trying to find a platform for that for a long time.
Well, you nailed it, man. Here it is. It's finally
been
flown.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You can move on with your life now.
My experience is I wound up for a while doing a lot of group sex things. You know?
You went through that period when whole...
I was around when it was safe to do.
Did you enjoy it?
Not always, but I had almost sometimes it was for the bragging rights alone, you know, rather than...
I find it's too many people. I had three women once. Too many. It was like spinning plates.
Sullivan?
Yeah, any more than two. Two's,
that's on you, though.
But three, I'm moving around. I'm doing the thing. They weren't interacting that much with each other. It was all
They were three blow-up dolls.
And you probably favored one, right?
There was one that was what you'd call part of a package deal.
Okay, now
the larger one.
The larger one. Right. And so we brought her in, and there was a moment where I sort of lifted up and did that standing up thing against on a chair. And then, like, a friend looked at that, like, no boy's ever done that to me. And I was close to going, come on, fatty, it's not for everyone. there's a scale to ride this ride.
I applaud you. I applaud you for letting the fat one into the group. I mean, that's
talking about. That's good.
I'm very Christian at times.
Well, and you're no spring chicken yourself, I don't mind saying. You're carrying a few pounds, right?
Yeah, thank you.
You can't throw a shirt off and then act like a dick because someone's
you're
got a little
fat.
Bit of weight.
You're not don't let him talk to you like that.
I had another situation where it was three girls and two guys, and there was, let's say...
Two guys, you and one other guy, or you and two other guys?
No, me and one other guy.
Okay.
And let's just say, for the sake of argument, there was cocaine there. And
did he touch your dick?
No, his name wasn't Cocaine. That was just...
Did he touch it?
No, he didn't touch my dick. Now, the guy I was with was a black guy who was had one of those ripped black bodies, like ultra, ultra slim and fit and abs.
And he didn't try to touch your dick.
He didn't try to touch my dick. Now, the thing was, so he sort of set it up. The girls wanted to meet me. It was after a show. This is in Cornwall in the south of England, in the real war area where they speak like pirates. That's where it's fun. The pirates of Penzance, Cornwall.
Let's have a party, matey.
Party. Right? That's the place, right? So I was down there. I meet these three girls. They're quite young. 12. No, they were 24, 22, somewhere around there. And so they come back in the room. We do blow. And we start off, and as soon as they saw him naked, they came back to the room because of me, because of the famous guy. Mm-hmm. But as soon as we got to the room and he took his clothes off, the Jeffries wasn't it. I was wallpaper in the audience. right?
The new headliner.
Until, may I add,
uh-oh,
everyone took a lot of coke. Now, there was only one person in that room that didn't suffer from stage fright. Right? I was the only one keeping an erection.
Really? With all the coke?
You've never felt worse about yourself when there's just a girl working on a black cock going, come on, surely this could work.
Hello?
I was standing up to the side going, I've got a functional one right here. And if anyone wants it...
Oh, take that, the dick that needed too much blood. It's interesting. You couldn't keep Andy's attention until you finally got to the cocaine part of the story.
I can keep my erection in a cocaine.
Cocaine.
I can't come unless I'm punching you, but I'm there.
I was at Studio 50... Plato's Retreat. I was at Plato's Retreat.
And just so they know, Plato's Retreat was
a sex
big
club in New York back
club.
In the late
right.
70s.
In the 70s.
And I had a friend who, she kind of got me in because she knew everybody. And so we had a little bit of fun. And I was kind of done and all cummed out. And I got a towel around me and I'm holding an empty bottle of Korbel.
So you're 10 minutes in?
Yeah, right.
Okay, hello, thank you very much. That was lovely. I'm going to walk around and explore and get some cold cuts.
I see that there's a lovely buffet over there.
No. So I walked over to the edge of this drained out swimming pool because it was an indoor mob gymnasium from the 30s in this building.
That's cool.
And they drained the pool and had all these blue mats on the bottom of it. And so it was this bobbing sea of acids and heads. And I'm totally fucked up. I'm just hair, just Reverend Jimmed out, scragged out, fucking wasted. And I looked down and I saw the most surreal thing. Out of this bobbing sea of heads and asses, up crests Professor Irwin Corey's head for air, like, and back.
And who's he? Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah.
A very great surrealist comic from the early days of the Lenny Bruce.
Where
time
is he?
And everything. He's around,
dead.
Man.
Is he around?
He's still alive. God bless him.
What's his
him.
Name again?
But he's got herpes, I'll tell you.
Professor.
I don't know. But Professor
Irwin Corey.
Professor Irwin Corey.
Yeah.
He would he'd come out with these long tucks and tails and sneakers and scraggly white hair and start his act in mid sentence going, however.
great
story.
I've had a couple threesomes with girls, but have you ever had a threesome just you, a guy, and one girl?
I've had a threesome just me.
Either hand.
I'll never do it again with a girl and another guy because
I did it with a middle act once.
Yeah, I don't. Wow,
not with them.
That's called that's called fucking down.
Fucking down. I know. Well, he's the one who set it up. So
I have a middle act story.
Oh, sorry, I had one. You finish your story.
Just that. I find. Well, it's always usually with it's with my girlfriend. And there's a guy that I find attractive. So I'm like, oh, you know, get that guy in. Let's have some fun. And then it always winds up where they're fucking and I'm standing at the side of the bed going, you guys almost done.
Yeah.
You know, I hate it.
That's
I get jealous. And
yeah. That happened with my uncle and
twice.
My sister.
I won't do that. Was that Woody Allen?
With Chris. I had a threesome once where I met this.
There was a bit of drugs involved, whatever. I was at a music fest, and I won't say where in the world because the guy has a wife and everything, so he might get in trouble.
You can't even say the city or the town. All right.
I'll tell you afterwards, and I'll tell you why I can't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I already know now.
Anyway, so I meet this guy, and I'm walking along the fence, and he's on the other side of the fence, and he's like, Jim Jefferies, fucking hell, right? I'm doing that thing. Hey, douchebag, how you doing? And then he's like, I'm here on a stag do. I got a limo filled with hookers and drugs.
Holy shit.
Right?
Wow, nice.
I scaled the fence, right? I get over the other side. We get back. We go out. We go drinking. We go to this strip club. We meet this Argentinian stripper, right? She starts to take a fondness to him. He's quite a good-looking guy. And one of my specials was on TV in the dressing room at the time.
Nice.
And so he was actually going, oh, yeah, I'm his manager. He's like a famous person type of thing, right? So then we go back. We take the strip back. I, at this stage, didn't know whether it was a hooker. If you ever had a girl sucking the two of you off where you're having this discussion, are we paying for this?
Yes. Wondering if this is, wait a second.
Yeah.
That's too good.
I've had the conversation where I ask, are you paying for this?
No, the punch is up there. So anyway, I'm wasted. I'm laying down in the bed. This guy is obviously a fan. He's shagging her from behind. I'm laying in the bed. She's sucking me off. But he's keeping eye contact with me. He's not.
I have the exact same story.
Yeah,
go
he's
ahead.
Not. He's not diverting. He's fucking and staring at my face, right? And I'm there going, out of the way. Why are you looking at me, right?
Man,
he pulls out. He comes on her back, and as he's coming, he goes, Jim Jefferies.
No. You know, as good as that story is, it's probably better when he tells it. I got to do a three-way. It was the first three-way I ever found myself in. I'll say I was in Nashville. And
Jim Jefferies.
I know, right?
With the finger snap.
Yeah, he did a little hand snap. Move. Jim Jefferies.
I think there was even
snap.
A...
Fucking hell, Jim Jefferies.
Was he just trying to get it off his hand?
He'd been saying it all night, though. He'd been walking along.
Well,
I can't believe it. I'm out with Jim Jefferies.
Jim Jefferies. But really, you were his kink. I mean, that's what he was getting him off, which is kind of... creepy, a little
creepy.
Bit.
No, no, no. It's a little gay. It's a little gay. So I guess you have been there. With a man, my friend.
Ooh, finally, Andy gets been a. With a man.
Yeah, he fucked you through a middle.
I did lick the cum off her back.
No, I know.
Andy's not happy till we're all bisexual. But here's the deal.
You're kidding about that.
I was working in Nashville, and I had gotten this waitress to go back to the condo with myself in the middle act, and I'm eating her out, and he's playing with her tits, and one of those seats where he's being too rough. I mean, she's not even enjoying, I can tell, his fucking rough tit play. And I'm eating her pussy, and he's laying, I can't even really see her face, he's blocking and looking me in the eye. Like, yeah, look at that. And he's rubbing her tits and he's staring me in the eye. And finally, I'm like, I just closed my eyes.
Yeah.
So I'm eating her pussy and I'm closing my eyes. And now her body is in my mind and not him. And I kid you not, he fucking thumps me on the forehead.
With look at dog. Me.
No,
look at
no.
Me when I'm
you mean
your tits.
Flicks you? Flicks you?
He reached down and right in the forehead. And now I'm laughing into her vagina. I kid you not.
Did it echo back?
No, she was tight.
He wanted you to open your eyes and look at him, is what you're saying. Is that what it was?
You guys, I have to wrap the show up. I want to thank my guests, Rick Overton, Jim Jefferies, and Andy Dick for being here today. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Jim Jefferies! Thank you, Emery.
Watch cheers, everyone.
Thanks.
I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson, and New Dissident Radio. That's it for Episode 3. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Today's music, courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and the maestro behind the Aristocrats jazz theme, Gary Stockdale.
Yeah, tune in next week where my guests will be Eddie Pepitone and Jake Johansson.
Oh.
You can follow us on Facebook.com, search for Ardent Atheist, and on Twitter. Also, it's Ardent Atheists with an S at Twitter. You've been listening to Ardent Atheists on New Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That was great. That was fun.
Thank you. That was a ball.
Yeah.